Chad Payton, WNIN Red Blue Hoops, here today to talk a little bit of Elite Eight basketball here in Evansville, Indiana. Very excited, our own University of Southern Indiana Screaming Eagles are making their fourth appearance in the history of the program here at the Elite Eight. They advanced to the Elite Eight by beating Bellarmine in the Midwest Regional Championship, which was huge for them. That's actually the fourth time they've played this year, each team winning twice. USI joins the club of local colleges who have won NCAA Division II titles in Evansville. The University of Evansville won in 59, 60, 64, 65, and 71, and Kentucky Wesleyan in 66, 68, 69, 73, 87, and 90, 99, and 2001. Both won NCAA titles at Roberts Stadium. To get here, a couple of neat things that have happened. Mateo Rivera beat the buzzer versus Lewis to send the Eagles to the regional final on a layup with no time left on the clock. That was huge, obviously, to get to this point. The Eagles are 4-1 in the postseason, three wins in the tournament, and then obviously went 1-1 in the GLVC. And they are led by Alex Stein, a great player out of Evansville, Indiana, played for Evansville Rights. He was an All-American this year, has had a great career at USI, along with the Wrights, I guess it's a few players out there with Nate Hansen, Alex Stein, and Jacob Norman, who are huge contributors to this team, so that's very exciting. Stein is looking, he joins the 2,000 point club and looking to increase that before this tournament starts. All right, so last night at the Ford Center, USI with a huge victory over West Texas A&M, 94-84. I've been following college basketball for a long time, one of the best atmospheres I've ever been a part of. The crowd was great. It was an NCAA Division II Elite Eight record, 7,330 folks. USI students, they brought the house. It was amazing, and it's a huge home court advantage for USI, no question about that. Some highlights of the game, Alex Stein had 31 points. He was 11-11 from the foul line. That kid, constant movement on the court. What a great player, one of the leaders on USI's team. Very hard to stop, constant motion. He got some things done. Colby Caldwell, double figures as well. He had 12. Josh Price had 14. Tyler Dancy with some huge plays down the stretch. He had 11 in the first half, made some nice moves in the paint. And really, USI controlled this game from the tip. Played really well, played really hard, very together. Shout out to Jacob Norman. Glue guy for USI, does a lot of little things for them, gets rebounds. I think he had 4 points and 9 rebounds, a little undersized with some of the guys that they were playing against, which the one kid, Quade, from West Texas A&M was an All-American. He had 17 points, but USI made him earn those. Back and forth, for the most part, USI did take a 15-point lead in the second half, but West Texas A&M, they are the second seed in this tournament, so they are one of the better teams in this tournament. They did make a run, but USI responded. It was a foul-plagued game. I believe both teams combined shot 71 free throws, but USI hit, I believe, 25 of 36. And down the stretch, Alex Stein, again, he was 11-11 from the free throw line. Got it done. Congratulations to USI. The crowd was crazy. Tonight, it's USI versus Point Loma at the Ford Center at 8:30. Let's hopefully get the crowd out there. Should be a pretty good event. Playing in the Final Four, looking to advance to the national championship. A preview of Point Loma. They're a West Coast team. They are 30-4. They were 20-2 in their conference. They are the sixth seed in the tournament. So like USI, they did upset the three seed. So basically you got it was the 3-6 seed versus the 2-7, and the sixth seed Point Loma and the seventh seed USI advanced with a chance to go to the national championship. What I can see with them, they are led by a kid, 6'8 junior, Dalton Holmes. He led his region in scoring at 22 points a game, so that'll be a pretty good challenge for USI. The starters, he's 6'8, the center 6'6. They have a forward 6'7, Preston Beverly, and then their two guards, Josh Rodriguez and Tanner Nelson, round out their starting five. At this point of the year, every team that's involved in this tournament is a good team that's playing well. From what I saw from USI last night and really throughout the season, they're playing very connected as a team. Alex Stein, the leader of this team, can get his shot almost any time as a go-to guy. And then a lot of glue guys around him that are getting things done. I think it's a very good matchup. And once again, and Coach Rodney Watson alluded to this, it's a huge home court advantage for USI. The fans last night, Wednesday night, for the West Texas A&M game, there were 7,330, and I know tonight's a late game at 8:30, But I think the crowd will be bigger tonight, hopefully. I'm going to predict USI gets the win by 5 points and moves on to the national championship. All right, folks, so to recap some of the events in basketball that have happened around Evansville in the last few months, obviously recently Murray State just won the OVC at the Ford Center. That was a huge event for the city of Evansville. We have the Elite Eight going on right now. USI is in the Final Four. Vincennes Junior College won the national championship. I don't know if folks realize that in junior college NCAA basketball. That was huge for them. The big tournament's going on. Kentucky plays tonight against Houston. That's a big game for them. For those of you that watch Red Blue Hoops or listen to Red Blue Hoops, Evan Beck and I have been discussing this all year long, but Kentucky has a great shot to do some good tonight. Indiana basketball, their season ended on Tuesday night in a loss in the NIT, unfortunately. Kind of a rough year for them, but looking forward to next year. And looking forward to all the great events around Evansville. The Ford Center's hosted a lot of neat things, and hopefully the last one here, USI, can pull out a national championship.